Thank you and welcome, everyone. Our first speaker is named Temi Tego, and she's from Morgan Lewis. She's an associate in the Boston office. Temi focuses her practice on project finance and the development of energy and infrastructure projects. She represents sponsors and financing sources, including commercial and investment banks, private equity funds, and other institutional investors. She will be speaking on the overview of renewable project development and finance. Please help me welcome her.
Hi, everyone, and welcome. As Maria said, my name is Temi. I am an associate in the Energy and Project Development Group of Morgan Lewis, primarily focusing on debt finance. And this morning, I'll be giving you a whistle-stop tour through renewable energy project development and finance, just kind of going back to basics and covering what we'll need to think about as one would be financing a renewable energy project. I just want to caveat that, again, this is a general overview. Everything I'm going to be speaking about will be covered in a lot more depth, and it seems like you have a lot of really good speakers coming up today and over the next couple of days that will give you a deeper dive into each of these topics. There's me. Okay. So we'll generally be talking about three main aspects of renewable energy financing. So first of all, we'll be just going over what renewable energy sources are, so why we are here and what we're talking about over the next couple of days. I'll then go into the key contracts needed through the development stages of a renewable energy project. And then finally, I'll be touching on raising capital, but more so the sources of funding that are available at different phases of a renewable energy project. Okay, so renewable and alternative energy sources generally. We all kind of know what these are, but thought it would be good just to go back to them. So when we think about renewable energy, generally speaking, we think about solar and wind, which is correct. So with wind, we have onshore wind and offshore wind facilities. With solar, you have smaller scale solar facilities like community solar facilities, and then larger scale facilities like industrial installations, utility scale facilities as well. Another way that we think about wind and solar these days, though, is the procurement of renewable energy credits, which is an ever-evolving topic, and with the new administration, we'll also see how things go in that front. Something else that falls under the bucket of renewable energy we could consider, though, are alternative sources, such as energy storage. And there we see a lot of battery projects coming into place under that heading. There are other also sources like integrated gasification combined cycle, a bit of a mouthful, but basically it's taking traditionally dirty sources of energy, such as coal, removing all the impurities and using the gas that's produced from that to source renewable energy projects and to source power plants. Other sources include hydro, using water, hydrogen, which is ever evolving and becoming a lot more popular these days, landfill gas, geothermal, which I know will be covered in a lot more depth over the next couple of days, and biofuel projects or waste-to-energy projects, for example. So what is the life cycle of a renewable energy project? Generally speaking, there are three main phases: the development phase, the construction phase, and the operation phase. So during the development phase, a developer is essentially getting the information it needs to prove that a project can come into fruition and such project would work. So there they would be doing technical studies, feasibility studies to make sure that there can be some sort of a project at the end of this process. Once all of that information has been gathered, the developer will then enter into key contracts to facilitate the operation and construction of the project. Then we move on to the construction phase, true to its name, when the thing is actually built. So when the project itself is constructed, testing is done to make sure that it actually can function in the way that was anticipated. Once this testing is clear and approved by an independent engineer, then we officially move on to the operation phase, where the project is up and running, it's generating energy, and most importantly, generating revenue from the energy that it is producing in order to service any loans or pay investors dividends, for example. This is just an illustration of the phases that I just mentioned. So looking at the technical and economic studies,